The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, just a couple of notes about upcoming reveals on the lineups coming up at a couple of places. The 18-week Midtown Beach Music Series returns starting April 19th, celebrating its 11th season. These concerts are free and held Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 at North Hills Commons. The 2018 lineup of entertainers will be released March 19th. And no doubt the American Tobacco Campus will be releasing its Back Porch Music on the Lawn lineup soon as well. The Back Porch concerts are free and held at the American Tobacco Amphitheater on Thursday evenings, also from 6 to 9. A reminder about MoogFest 2018. It's set for May 17th through the 20th in downtown Durham. It's a synthesis of music, art, and technology, and since 2004, MoogFest has brought together artists, futurist thinkers, inventors, entrepreneurs, designers, engineers, scientists, and musicians. Pre-sale festival passes are available at MoogFest.com. Ticket prices range from $99 to $1,500, depending on how much or how little of the festival you are interested in attending. Looking for a few laughs? Let's check out Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. March 15th through the 18th, it's Lunell. A comedic force both on stage and on screen, Lunell has appeared in hit Hollywood films Borat and Think Like a Man. Small screen favorites, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and The Middle. And, of course, killer stand-up specials. March 22nd through the 24th, it's Brad Williams. Brad is known for dishing out raunchy, no-holds-barred comedy in clubs across America, having caught his big break opening for Carlos Mencia. Since then, he has gone on to release two hit Showtime specials. March 29th through the 31st, Beth Stelling. Beth is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actress based in L.A., who Time Out magazine named a comic to watch. Beth made her late-night television debut on Conan. In 2014, Beth appeared on At Midnight, Chelsea Lately, and the Pete Holmes Show. She most recently performed stand-up on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Then coming up in April, Ari Spears, Josh Wolfe, Gary Owen, and Margaret Cho. You may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. Keep in mind, all shows are 18 plus unless noted. Checking out a couple of the clubs in the Raleigh area at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. Thursday, March 15th, it's John Kelechik Band at 8:30. Friday, March 16th, J. Roddy Walston and the Business at 9. Saturday, March 17th, ID featuring Barnacle, Boy, Mr. Monopoly, and X-Tale. That starts at 9. Wednesday, March 21st, New Politics with Dreamers and the Rex. That's at 7:30. Thursday, March 22nd, the Crystal Method. That starts at 9. Friday, March 23rd, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Saturday, March 24th, Ripe with Los Elk at 9. Tuesday, March 27th, Betty Who with Pretty Sister and Amy Glass also at 9. Thursday, March 29th, JGBCB at 8:30. Friday, March 30th, the Breakfast Club with Night Shift Band at 9. Saturday, March 31st, Delta Ray with Sawyer, and that is at 8 o'clock. The Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, March 17th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Appetite for Destruction. Sunday, March 18th, Guerrera del Chistes. Monday, March 19th, Matt Kearney, Crazy Talk Tour. Saturday, March 24th, Colors presents R&B Only. Sunday, March 25th, Big Crit, or K-R-I-T, co-bill with Ty Dolla $ign and added guests. Monday, March 26th, Dashboard Confessional at 6:30. Friday, March 30th, El Gran Combo, 55-year anniversary. That starts at 9. And then Thursday, April 5th, Papa Roach, Crooked Teeth World Tour. And that starts at 7 o'clock. Poorhouse Music Hall lineup. Of course, Poorhouse on at 224 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless it's noted. Wednesday, March 14th, Dr. Beardface and the Spaceman. Thursday, March 15th, local band Local Beer, Foxture, Ages of Sages, and TYNY. Friday, March 16th, Litz, along with Hustle Souls and the Up and Up. Saturday, March 17th, Sound System 7, that's at 2. Also on Saturday, March 17th, Dr. Bacon with Arson Daly. That starts at 9. Sunday, March 18th, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar. This is down to 5, and that starts at 2. Also on Sunday, March 18th, Milagro Saint CD Release Party, along with Kenny Shore, starts at 8. Monday, March 19th, Gang of Thieves. Wednesday, March 21st, Agent Orange, The Atom Age and Totally Slow. Thursday, March 22nd, local band Local Beer, Lonnie Walker, and The Grandchildren. Friday, March 23rd, Sleepwalkers, Ghost Blonde, and Sportsmanship. Saturday, March 24th, The Mantras with Marvelous Function. Monday, March 26th, Pat Ferguson at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, March 27th, The Expanders, Dubbest, and Sense of Motion. That is at 8:30. Wednesday, March 28th, I Hate God and Cro-Mags and Buzz Oven. Thursday, March 29th, local band Local Beer. Pie Face Girls, Trey Mars, and Sensofly. Friday, March 30th, Brett Cobb and Them. Ain't a Road Too Long, U.S. Tour 2018. Saturday, March 31st, two shows, Casey Abrams at 3, then Soul Kitchen and Mad Skills present Supa Dupa Fly, and that is at 9. Sunday, April 1st, Marvin with Waker at 8:30. All righty, let's check out the Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events start at 7:30, unless noted. Friday, March 16th, The Revelers, Grammy-nominated artists, The Revelers, proudly represent Southwest Louisiana in their unique sound. Founding members of the Red Stick Ramblers and the Pine Leaf Boys, described as two groups at the vanguard of the Louisiana cultural renaissance, joined together to form The Revelers. Friday, April 6th, the Malpass Brothers. This is music steeped in the legacy of the Leuven Brothers, Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Hank Williams Sr., and others. Saturday, April 7th, it's the Holly Springs Community Band. Friday and Saturday, April 13 and 14, Spotlight Theater presents The Jungle Book. In this non-musical, action-packed adaptation of the classic adventure story, precocious Mowgli grows up believing he's fierce as a wolf, as any of the members of his pack. When he learns he is actually a human, He must discover how to reconcile these very different identities. At the Clayton Center, of course in Clayton, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, March 16th, it's the Malpress Brothers. Thursday and Friday, March 22nd and 23rd, Treasure Island, presented by the East Clayton Elementary School Drama Club. Saturday, April 7th, it's the 2018 Women's Health and Wellness Expo. It's free from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, April 22nd, Gregory Popovich presents Comedy Pet Theater. Popovich is a fifth-generation circus performer who learned early on how to develop strong bonds with animals, has rescued a majority of his performers from shelters all over the country, and has transformed them into Las Vegas stars. He is a gold medal winner in Paris, France, and a special award winner in Monte Carlo. Gregory and his pets were even finalists on America's Got Talent. That show on Sunday, April 22nd, starts at 4 o'clock. Moving on to Carytown events, the Marvelous Music Family Concert Series at the Cary Arts Center on Saturday, April 21st, it's Atlantic Coast Theater presenting Rocking Red Riding Hood. Other town events, the Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. One Friday a month, the Bond Park Boathouse on High House Road plays host to musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The concerts run from April to October and are free. The first one takes place April 6th, featuring the Garrett Newton Band from 5 until 8. The 2018 Starlight Concert Series is out with its lineup. The free concerts take place Friday evenings at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The first concert is Friday, May 18th, featuring the Polka Plus Band at 7. Also scheduled in Cary this year, Saturday, April 21st, we've got the Children's Day Festival. It focuses on the importance of the next generation, our children, with the intent of helping them develop an appreciation for the colorful mosaic of cultures in our area. Each year, the Children's Day Festival of Cary features performances by more than 200 children representing various cultures. There's also face painting, international tasting zone, balloon animals, food trucks, and international crafts. The festival is co-sponsored by the American Turkish Association of North Carolina and Sister Cities Association of Cary. And April 28th, we've got the 25th Annual Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival at Bond Park in Cary. Okay, the Garner Performing Arts Center, of course, in Garner on West Garner Road. Saturday, March 17th, it's comedian John Reap. John is a nationally touring comedian whose contemporary country point of view has won over legions of fans in comedy clubs, on TV, and in film. As a stand-up, he's built a following through his hilarious comedy specials and winning appearance on Last Comic Standing. March 22nd through the 24th, it's 68 at the Garner Performing Arts Center. In the fall of 1968, Garner consolidated a school for black students, and Garner High School, a school for whites, consolidated in the new Garner Senior High building. The merger has been called Garner's finest moment as the community unified around the children. The integration of the Garner School has been studied on the national level as an unqualified success, but there were difficult days during the 1968-69 school year. 68 is the fourth in a series of musical dramas about the Garner community. Saturday, April 7th at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Three Phantoms in Concert. This show is sold out, but of course there's always the chance of folks canceling. So you might want to continue to check for tickets. April 20 and 21 and then 27 and 28, it's the Dixie Swim Club. Five Southern women whose friendships began many years ago set aside a long weekend every August to recharge those relationships. A heartwarming comedy about friendships that last forever. Performances the 20th, 21st, and 27th at 8 o'clock. And then the 21st and 28th, there's also a 2 o'clock performance. Tickets for the matinee shows are $12, and evening tickets are $15. Okay, let's look at some of the music festivals coming up around North Carolina. March 16th through the 18th, it's the Classic Rock and Roll Weekend in Asheville. The Grove Park Inn remembers some of the softer sounds of the 60s and 70s. March 24th, Blue, Brew, and Q Festival. This is in Keenansville. The day of family fun includes bluegrass music, a barbecue cook-off, vendors from Duplin County wineries and craft breweries, additional vendors, concessions, and more. Festival site is the Duplin County Events Center. March 30th and 31st, it's the Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Dobson. 2 days of activities celebrate the old time music of Surrey County with a Friday night square dance and Saturday competitions for adult and youth instrumentalists, bands, and songwriters, which include cash prizes. Competitions are followed by youth and adult dances, respectively. Festival site is Surrey Central High School. April 7th, live and local Spring Fest. This is in Raleigh. The City of Raleigh Spring Fest features local musicians and performers on a main stage and a youth stage, an artistic village curated by Artsplosure, a beer zone sponsored by Raleigh Brewing Company, and a kids zone. Admission is free. Live and Local is a series of music and art events in the Hillsborough Street District of Raleigh and along Hillsborough Street. It's Compiègne Park and nearby. I hope I pronounced that right. April 7 and 8, Rock and Roll Half Marathon. That's in Raleigh. And that's music events following the Rock and Roll Half Marathon. Festival sites, Red Hat Amphitheater, Raleigh Convention Center, and a citywide race course. April 8th, it's Depot District Music Fest. That's in Lexington at the Breeden Insurance Amphitheater. April 12th through the 14th, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro. April 14th, Beach Fest in Selma at the Barn. April 14th, Loaded Up and Truckin'. This is in Hendersonville at the Oscar Blues Reba Branch. And then April 20th through the 22nd, Little Creek Vineyard Earth Day Music Festival, and that is in Snow Camp. All right, taking a look at the audio-described performances coming up. Saturday, March 17th, Wizard of Oz. There is truly no place like home as the greatest family musical of all time. The wonderful Wizard of Oz twists its way into Raleigh. This is at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, the 2 o'clock performance. Sunday, March 25th, Beanstalk, the musical. This is a Raleigh Little Theater event. Performance starts at 2 o'clock. Saturday, April 7th, it's The Color Purple. It's at DPAC, the 8 o'clock performance. Also on the audio described performances list, Tuesday, April 10th, Leaving Eden, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill. Performance starts at 7:30. Friday, April 13th, it's Harvey. In this Pulitzer Prize winning comedy, Elwood Dowd introduces Harvey to everyone he meets. Just so happens that Harvey is a 6 foot 3.5 inch tall invisible rabbit. Finding Elwood's erratic behavior increasingly embarrassing, His social climbing sister, Veta, decides to have him committed to a sanitarium. A comedy of errors ensues when a very flirtatious Dr. Sanderson commits Veta instead. When the truth comes out, the search begins for Elwood and his best puka friend, Harvey. This is at NC State's Titmus Theater, the 7:30 performance. All right, coming up at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street, where all programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Sunday, March 18th, the Fab Four. The Emmy Award-winning Fab Four is elevated far above every other Beatles tribute due to their precise attention to detail. With uncanny note-for-note live renditions of Beatles classics, the Fab Four will make you think you are watching the real thing. Tickets are $35, $45, and $55. Also at Carolina Theater, Friday, March 23rd, Anthony Jeselnik. Anthony has written for and appeared on several roasts for Comedy Central, most notably the roast of Donald Trump and the roast of Charlie Sheen. Tickets for Anthony Jeselnik, $29 and $37. Saturday, March 24th, A Cat in Paris. This is part of the Family Saturday series at Carolina Theater. Tickets are $5, and the show starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 24th as well, Lucius at Carolina Theater. Fronted by the enchanting Jess Wolfe and Holly Lasig, Lucius has drawn acclaim for powerful songs, showcasing taut hooks, along with their mesmerizing stage presence and bold visual aesthetics. Tickets for this performance are $20, $25, and $30. Sunday, March 25th, Beethoven, the Michelangelo of music. This is Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3, and tickets are $30. Monday, March 26th, Banff Mountain Film Festival. Show starts at 7 and tickets are $15.50. Wednesday, March 28th, Home Free, Timeless World Tour. Concert starts at 7:30 and ticket prices range from $29.50 to $199.50. Saturday, March 31st, Diego El Cigala. El Cigala emerged as a modern flamenco icon in the late 90s with his distinctive gravelly voice and his luxuriant black curls. He conjured the romance of the form, updating it with a swagger all his own. Ticket prices range from $32.10 to $48.23. Friday, April 13th through Sunday, April 15th, Rudigor, or The Witch's Curse. This is presented by the Durham Savoyards, local favorites. They're in the 56th season. Tickets are $22 and $32. Once again, Rudigor, or The Witch's Curse. Thursday, April 19th, The Monty, 10th anniversary show. On April 22nd, 2008, The Monty debuted in the back room of a small Chapel Hill restaurant. That's 10 years of ordinary people telling extraordinary stories on stage in front of a room full of strangers. The stories were raw, hilarious, poignant, tragic, and 100% real. Since then, the community building organization has grown into an award-winning event whose stories are downloaded and viewed all over the world. This event, $24. Again, that's The Monty, 10th anniversary show, Thursday, April 19th at Carolina Theater. And Thursday, April 26th, Brian Culbertson, Colors of Love Tour. Culbertson is an award-winning multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and producer known for his distinct brand of genre-crossing contemporary jazz, R&B, and funk. And we'll switch to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts through March 18th. It's Midsummer Night's Dream. This is Theater Raleigh Family Series. It's at Kennedy Theater. Through March 25th, Bolero. This is Carolina Ballet. Lynn Taylor Corbett returns to present an all-new ballet set to Ravel's Bolero. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Through March 18th, The Wizard of Oz at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, March 16 and 17, a Celtic celebration. Also a Celtic celebration. It can be pronounced either way. I checked it out, Celtic or Celtic. This is North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Friday and Saturday, March 23rd and 24th, Fountains and Pines, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, performances at 8 o'clock each night. Friday, March 23rd, Fountains of Rome. This is North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorite Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, and the concert starts at noon. Sunday, March 25th, NABBA Showcase. This features the Triangle Youth Brass Band, Maymandy Concert Hall at 4 o'clock. Tuesday and Wednesday, March 27th and 28th, the Choral Concert, Raleigh Fine Arts, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7 o'clock, both nights. Friday, March 30th, it's the Victor Wooten Trio. Five-time Grammy Award-winning musician Victor Wooten had been called the most influential bassist since Jaco Pastorius. He is a master innovator of the bass guitar, gifted composer, arranger, producer, vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and founding member of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.